So I got this question from Juan as a voicemail in Anchor.
Hi there, Mike. So I have a business selling tea, but I am struggling with finding a value proposition.
Juan goes on to say he's considering two candidates for his herbal tea. One is as an afternoon pick-me-up, and the other, because it's a niche brand, is to help people feel a little different from everybody else. A classic positioning question. Let's get into it. All right, so let me start with what I really like about the way you're asking this question, Juan, which is that you're trying to build the positioning back from the customer benefit as opposed to forward from some product attribute. Like, I realize it's an herbal tea, but you're really looking at this through the lens of customer benefit, ways the product adds value for the customer, one of which is kind of afternoon pick-me-up, and then the other of which, in terms of candidate, is that it's a brand that signals that, you know, you're off the beaten path, a sort of gourmet tea brand. What I would say is that, look, for marketing tactics to start to matter, you have to have two foundational elements in place in the business. And one of those things is a product people love. And the other is a story that explains why. And, you know, I think a lot of people have the sense that marketing can just be kind of made up bullshit, that you can come up with some kind of a narrative and then stick it to a product as long as you repeat it often enough. In my experience, while that is possible, and there are notable examples of that, it takes a whole lot of media weight to make that happen. For startups, for entrepreneurs, that expression of the product benefit, the positioning, has to come organically from customers' authentic response to it. You have to kind of mine for these things. You have to listen for them and understand the way customers, you know, the real reason that the customers who buy your product actually love it. You know, are they buying it and they love it as an afternoon pick-me-up? Are you competing with, you know, 4-hour energy? You know, is it that kind of a, you know, the herbs in this thing deliver that kind of a kick and that's why people love it? It's harder to get people to acknowledge that the reason they're buying a brand is because they don't want to be, you know, another, you know, Arizona tea blockhead or whatever. They want to, you know, be differentiated. Those kinds of benefits are harder to tease out. But I would say in interaction with your customers, you know, what do you love about the product? You know, why did you choose this versus something else, assuming that other brands were available? What is it about this brand that you love? And when you talk about the brand to other people, how do you talk about it and what do you think? The key to good positioning is to try to find patterns in the dots of those customer responses, to listen carefully to what they say, and then to build your story to acquire new customers around the reasons that your existing customers give you. I hope that helps. Got a question about your brand, marketing, startup, VC, whatever? Use hashtag AskTrap on Twitter or leave me a voicemail on Anchor, and I'll answer your question right here in just a few minutes each week on the Ask Trap podcast. My name is Mike Triano. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. This episode is sponsored by G20 Ventures, early traction capital for East Coast enterprise tech startups backed by more than 20 of the Northeast's most accomplished entrepreneurs. G20 Ventures, human scale venture capital. Here come the hot stepper. I'm the lyrical gangster.